SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli fighter jets hit Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip shortly after the week-long truce expired as the war resumes in full force. The announcement came 30 minutes after the ceasefire expired at 7 a.m. Israel said the terror group Hamas violated the terms of the ceasefire by firing rockets towards Israel from Gaza. Also at SRNNews.com, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis are finished with their primetime debate in Georgia. The debate comes just days before the next GOP debate, which is set for Wednesday in Alabama. Organizers of the 2024 Republican Convention have reached a milestone in planning for next summer's event. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
The GOP's presidential nominating convention is more than 7 months away, but hundreds of news media members got their first look at the convention site in downtown Milwaukee this week. Organizers met with the press to discuss logistics of covering the event to be held in July. Not only will Milwaukee be in the political spotlight next summer, the city is expected to see an estimated $200 million impact for hosting the convention. Greg Cluxton, Milwaukee.
Kraft Heinz says it's bringing dairy-free macaroni and cheese to the U.S. for the first time.
The company says the new recipe has the same creamy texture and flavor of the beloved 85-year-old original, but replaces dairy with ingredients like fava bean protein and coconut oil powder. Called Kraft Not Mac and Cheese, the new version will be stocked on store shelves over the next few months. Kraft and Not Company, a Chicago startup that makes plant-based milk, burgers, and other products, formed a joint venture last year and have also developed plant-based cheese slices and mayonnaise.
Rhonda Rockster reporting. This is SRN News.
According to a report from Operation Rescue, 49 clinics have closed their doors or stopped doing abortions this year. That follows nearly 90 closures in 2022 after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The report also reveals that in 14 states, there are no abortion clinics at all. Operation Rescue President Troy Newman says, quote, "The enduring efforts of faithful Americans on the pro-life side are paying off and having a winning effect." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Congress will no longer prohibit religious symbols on ornaments submitted for use on the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. The Christian Defense Coalition is cheering the new guidelines, something the group's been calling for in recent years. Coalition Director Patrick Mahoney says, "We're thankful the government has removed this troubling ban on religious symbols. The First Amendment promises freedom of religion, not freedom from religion." This is SRN News. The legal system's speed is being questioned in one state.
Most people in Mississippi's county jails have been held at least 3 months while waiting to go on trial. A survey shows some wait longer because two-thirds of counties have grand juries that meet only two or three times a year to consider indictments. University of Mississippi Law School students and staff collected the data. The center's director says Mississippi should join most other states in limiting how long prosecutors can delay seeking indictments. He says geographic misfortune can cause longer pretrial detentions. John Scott reporting.
Google's former CEO says artificial intelligence could endanger humanity within 10 years. In an interview with Axios AI Summit, Eric Schmidt said AI development is similar to the development of nuclear weapons at the end of World War II. He said the dangers of AI began when the computer can start to make its own decision to do things. More details at SRNNews.com.